This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a five-day tour to Cyprus, Canada and Croatia from tomorrow. At the invitation of the President of Cyprus, Nikos Kritodoulidis, Prime Minister Modi will pay an official visit to Cyprus tomorrow. This will be the first visit of an Indian Prime Minister to Cyprus in over two decades. In the second leg of his visit, at the invitation of Prime Minister of Canada, Mark Carney, Mr. Modi will travel to Kananaskis in Canada on the 16th June to participate in the G7 summit. The Prime Minister will also hold several bilateral meetings on the sidelines of the summit. In the final leg of his tour, Prime Minister Modi will undertake an official visit to Croatia on the 18th of June. This will be the first ever visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Croatia, marking an important milestone in the bilateral relationship. The death toll in the devastating Air India plane crash in Ahmedabad has reached to 254. The flight had a total of 242 people on board, with 169 Indian nationals, 53 British nationals, 7 Portuguese nationals and 1 Canadian national, along with 12 crew members. Only one person, a British national of Indian origin, survived. President of the Gujarat chapter of the Indian Medical Association, Mehul Shah, has confirmed the deaths of the four medical students and the wife of a doctor. An investigation is in progress to determine the exact cause of the crash. A team from the Aircraft Accident Investigation Bureau has recovered the aircraft's black box, formerly known as the flight data recorder, from the crash site. Forensic experts have also begun detailed examinations. Our correspondent reports that local health, police and security teams remain on high alert.
The entire state of Gujarat is in shock after the devastating Air India plane crash. The tragedy has left families and communities grieving across the region, as majority of the passengers on board were from various parts of the state. The administration is providing all possible support to the families of the deceased. A 24/7 control room has been set up at Civil Hospital to coordinate relief works. Arrangements for accommodation and transportations have also been made to assist the grieving families. Across the state, condolence meetings, group prayers and gatherings are being held to honor the victims. Aparna Khun, Akashvani News, Ahmedabad.
Meanwhile, the government has formed a high-level multidisciplinary committee for examining the cause leading to the crash of the Air India flight AI-171. In a social media post, the Ministry of Civil Aviation said the committee will examine the existing standard operating procedures and guidelines issued to prevent and handle such occurrences. Minister of State for Home Affairs Harsh Sanghvi visited the FSL and NFSU Gandhinagar today and reviewed the DNA testing process. The Home Secretary, IGP of IB and Director of FSL joined him. Iran launched a retaliatory attack against Israel last night, firing hundreds of missiles and drones at Israeli cities in what Tehran called Operation Severe Punishment. According to Israel's emergency services, one person has died and more than 20 were wounded after an Iranian missile hit near homes in Rishon LeZion, just south of Tel Aviv. Embassy of India in Israel today released an advisory urging all Indian nationals in Israel to stay vigilant and adhere to the safety protocols as advised by the Israeli authorities and Home Front Command in view of the prevailing situation in the region. It said people should exercise caution and avoid unnecessary travel within the country and stay close to safety shelters. The embassy is continuously monitoring the evolving situation, including the safety of the Indian nationals. External Affairs Ministry has said Indian nationals and persons of Indian origin in Iran who need help may contact on the emergency numbers of the Embassy of India in Iran. The contact numbers are +989128109115 and +989128109109. In shooting, India's Suruchi Singh has clinched the gold medal in the women's 10-meter air pistol final of the ISSF World Cup in Munich, Germany. Suruchi dominated a quality field to win her third straight individual ISSF World Cup gold medal in a thrilling final yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.